Are you ready to celebrate for 6 weeks?
This autumn on the Isle of Wight, Can You Hear Us is celebrating all that the island is.
We're talking theatre,
carnival,
music,
new public art,
foraging,
shared meals,
poetry,
nature,
island craft,
landscape artists,
storytellers,
choirs,
and folklore,
culture and community, island wide.
Taking place in your town,
your villages,
your schools,
community hubs,
and outdoor spaces. We want culture to be more
visible. To include everyone.
And to be easier to take part in.
And for the Isle of Wight to be recognised as the creative island it is.
Join the celebration.
Visit our website at canyouhearus.uk.
The Can You Hear Us project is a Creative Island 6-week Arts Council England funded cultural programme, running from September the 11th this year until October the 24th. Across the Isle of Wight, many organisations are taking part. These podcasts are to find out what the organisations are doing across the Isle of Wight so you don't miss anything.
FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We are really getting it from the horse's mouth today because we've been talking about the Can You Hear Us project with a variety of guests over the last couple of weeks. But we've got one of the ladies that is like at the top of the tree. She's like the governor. She's like the boss. She's like in charge. So she's actually going to be... So we're bringing in Joe Ridley. Morning, Joe, or afternoon, Joe. Just
good
move yourself
morning,
a little bit closer. Move yourself
oh,
a little bit
okay?
closer.
Yeah.
Just a little bit closer. He won't bite you, honestly. And we've also got Sam as well.
Hello.
And you are going to be... Are you the sidekick or are you just double teaming me?
You say I'm sidekick because I got the purple hair. Is that...
Well, I'm colourblind. I knew it was a different colour than what I would say normal hair, but...
Yeah. I get what you mean.
But it looks great, I must admit.
Thank you. No, I'm the comms manager for Creative Island and assisting for Can You Hear Us? Yeah. But Joe is
We're one team. We're the main team.
Right, okay.
Working on it. Yeah.
So, I mean, just tell us, what is the Can You Hear Us project? Because others are coming in to tell us what they're doing for it. But, you know, you're the one that's got to oversee all of this.
Yes.
It's a tough job, isn't it?
Do you know what? It's actually a real joy. It's been really, really fun pulling it all together. And Creative Island did all the legwork before. So Creative Island are a creative development agency on the Isle of Wight. And they put together a bid. So this is with the Arts Council. It's something called a place partnership, which... I think the easiest way to think about it is like a mini town of culture. You know, you get like City of Culture and like Bradford and different places around the UK. This is like a mini, a smaller version of that for the Isle of Wight. And it's honestly been a lot of fun. It's quite a big project. There's going to be small events starting to happen from March, but the main chunk of events is 6 weeks in autumn between September 11th and October 24th. This year.
You read that.
I did.
We have to read it.
You glanced down at your notes.
He's dobbed me in.
So, I mean, this is it a best kept secret? Are people, more and more people getting to know about this now?
I would say more and more, but our main, and Sam's doing an amazing job on like comms, but like we're really going to start. Like, everyone's going to be. Everyone's going to know about it soon, but we haven't really started that main like push of like talking about it everywhere. That's going to be in the next few weeks.
Yeah,
so this
hopefully
is
a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
so stay tuned.
Yes.
So comms, just explain what comms is. I'm guessing it's communication.
Yes, communications. Yeah. Yes. So my role mostly is with Creative Island, and as Can You Hear Us has kind of come about, we've kind of decided that we just want more talking about it. We just really want residents of the Isle of Wight to just go, actually, it's a really great place to live here. And there's so much happening, you know, beyond the spoke of nature reserve, biosphere, and etc. But it's actually more so there's a lot of culture and creativity here that we just really want people who may not have accessibility to it before, but to go, oh my God, I could really get involved in this, and this is going to be awesome. So that's what my job is. I want to go around, politely knock on people's door and go, do you want to come out and make some pottery, or do you want to come out and be a part of the vendor arena? I really want to talk about just how much there is for people to get involved with.
There's so much enthusiasm.
I am buzzing, Ian.
I mean, it's fabulous. I know that everyone else is coming in, the organisations. I think we've had about six or seven come in, and they're all really, really looking forward to what they're doing.
It's huge.
And yeah. As I say, it's just, I look at this and think, the Isle of Wight is going to be for longer than 6 weeks, because I say there's a few bits and bobs going on between now and then, which we're I guess we're going to finalise and put into place and so on. But it's a great way of showing off the Isle of Wight's talents, isn't it?
Definitely.
And do you know what the most amazing thing is that we're not like creating loads of new things. We're just like shining a light on what already happens here.
Yes.
And we're kind of bringing it together as this like celebration of the island. But none of this stuff is new. Like this stuff is a lot of this stuff is happening.
Mm.
We might be making it a bit bigger and we might be like shouting about it a bit more. But the Isle of Wight is actually a really incredible place. And I think that's like one of the biggest things for us is like, look how great this island is. There is loads to do. Culture is rich and strong.
Yeah.
And and we are going to make it easier to participate in it. And we are going to make it more visible. But so much of this stuff already happens.
Absolutely.
Like you say, it's just about shining the light on those people that are already here and saying, hey, look, where have you been? This is already under your nose anyway. So hopefully this will have a really good, positive knock-on effect.
Definitely.
And boy, could we do with it, couldn't we, at this time?
Yes! Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And do you know what's amazing is we had a microgrants program and we're doing loads of, like, small community-led activity all over the island. And when we put the applications out, we got 84, like, applications for that. 50 of them were incredibly strong. We whittled it down to about 24, and that is going to be 24 different things happening that anyone can get involved in for free. Everything from music to there's going to be like cultural celebrations. They can get involved in painting, nature connection. There's going to be some foraging. Like, there's just so many little things that are happening, but we're going to start sharing all of that in March, and people can get involved in for free to do all those things. It's just really exciting.
Do you know what the one thing that I'm really excited about is the walks?
Mm. Yeah.
There's a lady came in and talked about the walks you can go on, and they're not just like any old walks. They're like, you know, talking and acting as they go, and I just think that sounds like a whole load of fun. That really does. I really want to do that. So can you make sure that I get a ticket for that?
1,000,000%. You're in.
All right.
And that's with Stone Crabs. It's called Stories Underfoot. So their walks across the island. It's about kind of, again, sort of shining the light on the hidden LGBTQ communities on the Isle of Wight. Like, historically, they're going to be actors. So you'll turn up and it'll be like an immersive experience. They'll be playing the characters of the people historically on the island who have had, you know, there's history here based on them.
Yeah.
And so it'll be fantastic. And you have it. Yeah. I'll make
that
sure
sounds
you get
brilliant.
To get that
sounds brilliant.
So
look, when we talk to people now, the organisations are coming in. We're having a chat. We're communicating and so on.
Yeah.
And then there's at the moment, there's nowhere to find anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing this is where you come in, comms.
Yes, me, comms.
So I'm guessing website details and so on.
Website is coming. It will be, looking at Joe for permission, it will be canyouhearus.uk.
Yes.
There was eyebrow movement.
There was eyebrows.
I'm guessing that means yes, okay.
Yes, that's psychic, telepathic. that is coming. I can't reveal just when, but it's very, very soon, in the next couple of weeks, and that's canyouhearus.uk. We will start promoting that across our socials and our own website, which already exists, which is creativeisland.org. But that's coming up really soon. Really,
okay.
Really soon. And it's going to be, it's so good. It's
so that's
good.
Going to be like a super hub of everything you want to know about.
Absolutely.
This thing that's going to be so big this year.
All the events are going to be in there. They'll be updated as soon as we hear more as well. The partners that we're working with, and we have over 17 partners. So when I say monumental, this is going to be just huge, just massive.
And you can see, you can hear the enthusiasm, you can hear the excitement, and everybody that's come in to tell us about what they're actually doing is exactly the same. They just can't wait to get on with it and be a part of it. And I
definitely
say, good luck with the whole thing.
Thank you.
I hope it goes really, really, really well. I'm sure it's going to. And if there's anything we can do to help out, then please don't hesitate to get in touch. Is there anything in, because you've got a load of notes down there.
I haven't used any of it, really.
No, we haven't.
So I could have torn them up.
You could have done.
Just want to have a look through this if there's anything we haven't mentioned yet.
I mean, I think it's like, you know, for I think culture sometimes can be a word you're like, what's that? You know, like, what do you even mean by culture? Yeah. But like, it literally is everything, like from music to nature to the arts to just the spaces that people meet in and do things that they care about, to like storytellers, artists, musicians. But it's not just it's not just like what you would naturally think of as like creative activity. It is just, it's like coffee mornings, it's places that people meet, it's gosh, so many things. Shared meals.
Yes.
You know? So we have like quite a wide idea of what we mean by culture, and really it's about what people care about.
Yeah.
So we just want everyone to like really feel that this is for them. Everyone, like,
yeah.
It's funny because when we talk about like, what is your audience? It's like, well, it's 140,000 people on the island because it is for everyone.
Yeah.
And it's for people who want to come and visit. So it's for visitors as well. But what our hope and our is that everyone sort of looks at this program as like, oh, yeah, there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
And also, I think we're building it that way, aren't we?
100%. And also not just the program itself of being like, oh, this was great. It's afterwards. And it's that kind of perception change of the Isle of Wight being just that wonderful place to live, and go, do you remember when that whole event happened and how that's still continuing on now? Because like we said, we're just shining a light on things that already happen. So I mean, all the organisations that we're working with already do wonderful things annually, even seasonally. So we're kind of using that and creating this kind of sense of, yes, this happened in 1 year, but actually you can still get involved with all the things that are happening throughout. So it's Isle of Wight residents who already, I know, feel such pride of place, but actually then going, oh, there's really quite a lot of things to do here that we're really happy with and that we're proud of. It's that celebration to go, yeah, I love the Isle of Wight.
Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you for that. And there was a young lady that came in last week, because I mentioned to her what we're going to be doing, and I said I want a podcast that, because most of our part is podcasting and things about the Isle of Wight and so on. And she said, I can do an intro. She's going to do an intro of what the whole thing is all about. So she's going to spend 2-3 minutes doing that. And she said, would it be okay if I did a podcast on carnivals? I'd love to do carnivals.
Yep.
I've been to so many and I love them, and I know that the Ride Carnival is the oldest one in the UK.
Yes.
And you're thinking, right, you've half written that already. So I can't say no.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we have a really strong carnival network on the island.
Yeah.
And it's definitely, really to celebrate what people do, and so many people do it for do it for free, and they just volunteer their time, and
absolutely
so creative.
It's just passionate individuals, isn't it, and organizations that just want to do it for the love of it and
I've got to kick you out of the studio now.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
Unless there's something else you wanted to say, because Anne-Marie Bowler's out there and she's like,
yes,
I think she's falling asleep out there. I think she's something. We're gonna have to wake her up and bring her in. All right, so anything else you want to say on that?
Just like, this is for everyone here.
Yeah.
We really want everyone to feel part of it. Like, reach out as well to us.
Get involved,
We want to hear from you. And we're going to start talking about it everywhere soon.
Be a part
of
it.
You'll probably be fed up with us, but...
Yeah, you will.
We're going to be talking about it everywhere.
Yeah, not at all. It's great to see you both.
Thank you.
Good luck. Shout out if you need anything, in the meantime. And good luck with the website.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see it.
Really soon.
Okay.
Yeah.